Hi, back here today with Ben Barr for Maine Men's Head Hockey Coach for our weekly discussion. Coming off a weekend that was very much as you predicted, that it would be two teams that would really be hungry for points. You had a very close 2-1 game on Friday. It's an outstanding goalie play. Saturday got a little out of hand with there being, I think, 16 or 17 minor penalties whistled in the game. When you look back on what was the key to winning on Friday night?
I thought both the games were very similar. I think you could argue potentially we probably played better on Saturday than we did on Friday. There wasn't a ton of scoring chances one way or the other. You know, our goalie played well both nights. Their goalie played pretty well both nights. You know, the difference in the game, I think we scored a power play goal on Friday and our kill didn't give up anything. That was the difference in the game on Friday. And then, you know, on Saturday, you can't take 9 penalties in a game and think you're going to win. And, you know, it wasn't a lack of effort in the guys. We, you know, power play scored 3 goals. Power play was outstanding. The kill was pretty good. But when you're just repeatedly going over and over to the box, some of those penalties, like, it was called tight both ways, so, like, we have to adjust to that. But the retaliatory penalties, the after-the-whistle stuff, we had one at the end of the 3 minutes left in the game after the whistle penalty, and we had one at the end of the second period, which made us have to kill the first 2 minutes of the third period. Championship-caliber teams don't do that. They don't beat themselves, and that's what we did on Saturday night. That was really disappointing. We have to learn and grow from it, and we will. And it's a moment that, you know, we'll have to take with us going forward because every game is going to be like that. You know?
Yeah, as you've been saying, and it has been borne out, I think there are now 7 teams ranked in the top 20 that are from this conference. Every single one seems to have beaten the other one at some point in time for the most part. So that down the stretch, there's no slowing down. There's no easy game. There's none of that left. But there's also that sense that you're starting to get people back. Grayson Arnott's back. Nolan Renwick is back. Depth going to be important going down the stretch?
Yeah, we you know, there's some nicks and bruises from last weekend. We're going to have that. There's going to be guys coming in and out. Hopefully not too bad, but that's the reality of a season like this and in our league, especially this year with how good it is. I think for the most part, our D have held up pretty good. Up front, we need to get some more out of some guys, and it's our job as a program and a staff and our culture is to hold each other to really high standards, and we need to find a consistent championship caliber effort every night, and that's not just with how hard we work. It's the details. It's taking care of our sticks and our, you know, after the whistle stuff, penalties, discipline, like, it's all that stuff. And we did a lot of good things that weekend. Providence is a really good team.
Yes.
You know, they're so it's not all doom and gloom, but we're searching for, you know, for the best every single night from our guys. And if we want to be there at the end of the day, we're going to be there on Friday night. We're going to need it.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that we spoke about last week, and boy, it sure was true, is that you had two teams that really liked to forecheck, and that led to a lot of skirmishes in front of both nets.
Yeah.
Were you pleased with the forecheck? Did you think that you gave Providence too many shots?
No, I mean, the scoring chances both nights were basically even. They weren't super high number. We knew that was Providence plays as structured of a game as probably any team in the NCAA. They have since I used to coach there, I know.
Yeah.
So they're not going to give you odd man rushes. They're not going to give you, easy cheat. You're going to have to earn every chance you get. It's going to get a forecheck, hopefully get a puck back to the point or out of the corner, and you get a puck to the net and win a net front battle, you know. And that's what they're going to do, and that's what we have to do. It was saying, both nights, it's not, you know, we might be used to seeing some guys go up and down the ice with rush chances and whatever, you know, that didn't exist at UMass. It didn't exist last weekend. I don't think it's going to exist this week. I don't think it's going to exist at all anymore. Like, teams, get better and more responsible as the season goes along, and we have to be able to win those games where you grind it out. And you know, we did that at UMass, did it on Friday night. We're really close to doing it on Saturday night, and you know, unfortunately, we our composure got broken, and we beat ourselves. And that's a credit to them. They did that to us by repeatedly putting every puck in, finishing their hits, always being on the right side of the puck. Guys get frustrated. We take bad penalties. We lose the game. You know, and that's the story of it.
And in overtime, 4-on-3 is tough. I mean,
it's tough when there's that much ice, yeah. And you know, their kid had a nice shot. You know, it's you know, you're playing with fire. We killed basically the last 4 minutes of the game. In a tie game, and that's. Can't do that. Expect to get the result you want.
So you're looking forward to this weekend. You're on the road. I suppose that your opponent has got the same challenges with them as with anybody.
Yeah, we're going into play a really good team in a rivalry game on the road.
You know,
it's going to be just like UMass, Northeastern. Like, we're going to have to be good in all aspects of our game. We're going to have to control our emotions. And take advantage of, you know, chances that we get and play really solid defensively.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen New Hampshire twice, once in an exhibition and once up here. You won both of those games. So obviously they have memory. They remember those. It is the border battle. Do you find that it's overrated, the idea of rivalries, because everybody really in this league is now a rival?
Yeah, I mean, this one obviously is different because it does have, like, I didn't know that going, but it does bring you out, you know, it brings everybody out to the party. And, you know, so it is, there definitely is something there, which obviously goes back, you know, long decades. And then, you know, both teams are, you know, better this year, so it's even cranks up even more. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely something to this one. You know, which makes it fun for everybody, and it'll be a great environment.
It sure will be. Well, I wish you a lot of good luck, and we are looking forward to having you guys back at the Alphonse soon, and nothing like winning the border battle.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, Coach.